at the podcast recording. Maybe that's what Tracy meant. She was asking me something about the live. All right, so we're going to jump right in. So Coffee Chat is progressive, meaning that every week we kind of build on or kind of recapture where we were the week before, and we kind of go like that. So, good morning, Amanda, Mary, Dolly. Yes, my hair is down. My husband and I have to go out and do something as soon as I get off the air this morning. So I thought I would look like a real person instead of a school teacher. Okay. Coffee Chat Show is progressive. We kind of move along on a topic. We have been talking about stories and conversations that hold you back. That's where we've been sitting like the last 3 or 4 weeks now. We've started out talking about what conversations from the past are still running you and holding you back. And then I got a hold of Kendra Hall's new book. So I was reading that, which I've read and I loved. Kudos to Kendra Hall. She did a great job there. She talks about how you get trapped in old stories that are no longer true about you, and it's time to invent new stories. So her book sort of fell right in line with what we were talking about anyway. So we recommended it to all of you, and we kind of moved on from there. Last week we talked about what it would look like if you started to write a new story for yourself, and one that told the story of the life that you want to have. And I encouraged you to go and write yourself a story, a whole story, from beginning to end about what life would look like for you on December 1st of 2022. So your vision of December right now, sitting in June, what you want it to be like in December. And I encourage you to write out that story and work with that every day and read it. Now I'm going to ask you, this is where the notebook's going to come in handy. I'm going to ask you, what do you want? And what are you willing to do to get it? And excuse me, that's a question that I frequently ask you. It's one that I ask myself a lot. That's probably not a question that you're going to answer right here in this show, which is why I'm saying get a notebook or a pad of paper and write it down. What do you want? What are you willing to do to get it? And then we're going to talk about how that all works together with the law of attraction, right? So when you want to take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be, and you want a different kind of a life, you have to be willing to be a different kind of a person, a different kind of a Noelle, a different kind of a Tracy, a different kind of a Sarah, a different kind of a Lucy, a different kind of a Dodie, a different kind of a Dolly, like that. Because the Noelle that got me here is not the one that will take me to where I'm headed. And the Tracy that got her there is not the one that she is going to take her where she's headed. As you grow into the life that you want rather than the one you're settling for, the life that you are creating for yourself, you have to be willing to narrow your focus. And this is where a lot of people can't produce the result. By trade, by work, my job, I'm actually a results strategist. I work for several different companies. One of the things that I do is I'm the CEO of a staffing and recruiting company. We're building out a training company. I'm also the director of project management for a large law firm in Miami. Through that, I manage all kinds of things, projects, companies, etc. I'm called a results strategist because I know how to get results. I have learned over the years, I've honed my skill with being able to narrow my focus and have my personal discipline line up with the results that I'm trying to produce or that I intend to produce. This is where most people can't toe the line. You have an idea of who and what you want to be. It might require you giving up smoking, giving up drinking, giving up being promiscuous, giving up partying, giving up spending your time watching Lifetime TV, giving up fear-based thinking in favor of actually focusing your thinking on affirmations and manifestation lists and things that you want to have. It might require you to put down the Harlequin romance novels and pick up a side hustle book or the biography of someone that built their own business or whatever the case may be. In order for you to produce the result that you want to produce, you have got to be willing to narrow your focus for and make it very, very narrow for a period of time. So when you are striving to bring yourself from this level, from one level to another level, it requires like this kind of focus, right? And then once you get to that new level, you can let up a little bit because you'll have changed the way that you think, act, feel, and react to things. And you'll be able to sit at that new level with a little bit more of a loosened up focus. When you are in that mode of working yourself from one level to the next, you have got to narrow your focus like a pinhole in order to get there. That's how you raise your level. That's how you go from here to there. So again, the questions for you to write for yourself to start thinking into, and I'm famous for telling you, like, let's live in this question for a while. So I want you to live for the next week in the question called, what do you want and what are you willing to do to get it? That's key. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to release, loose, and let go? What are you willing to do to get from where you are to where you want to be? It sounds like a simple question, right? And it should be like, oh yeah, I want to be rich and famous and okay. So then we're going to look at your life and we're going to say, all right, what do you do when you get home from work? How do you behave at work? Well, I mean, I kind of don't really like it there and I kind of complain and, you know, it's whatever. And I just go there because I have to pay my bills. Okay. And then I get into my car and I mean, it's kind of messy in there and I really like should clean out the back seat, but I don't. Yeah. Then you get into your house and, oh, I've got all these cluttered closets and drawers and I really should clean out under the bathroom sink and I haven't. And we've got Monica's watching from Belize. I always love to call out cool places that are watching us live. Good morning. So now we'll call this Beatrice, okay? Beatrice is a manager at her job and she wants to double her income and she wants to be in charge of more things at work and maybe elevate her position or get a new position. And she'd really like to get a new car and she'd really like to lose 10 pounds. All right. This Beatrice is going to be our example. So, Tracy says Fort Wayne is cool. Vermont is cooler where you should be. That's my best friend. Tracy's been with me for 30 something years. She is the one third of the working warrior mom. We have Kim, Tracy, and myself. That's who keeps this brand going since I have a real job where the money comes from. In case any of you don't know, the Coffee Chat Show, the Working Warrior Mom, that whole brand, I fund myself personally. It's why I can give all the content away for free, why you don't see any ads on my show, why I'm not telling you it's brought to you by or sponsored by or whatever. We don't have time for all that gobbledygook. There's too many important points to get across. So we're back to Beatrice, right? Okay, so Beatrice goes to work and she's not vibrant, right? She's kind of like meh at work. Okay, cool. So, and her car is kind of messy and her house is kind of, it's not terribly messy, but kind of, she has like all these old clothes in her closet that she's telling herself someday she'll wear them again. So when she goes to find outfits for work, like what she actually wears is about this big. And then the rest of it's like, you know, this big, right? But she doesn't want to give anything away because she paid a lot of money for the stuff that's in the closet. And there's a lot of products under the bathroom sink that she didn't really like, but she doesn't want to just throw that away because she spent a lot of money on those products. Okay? All right. So now Beatrice comes to us and she says, I don't understand. I want to get from here to there. So we say, all right, Beatrice, you've told us about work and you've told us about kind of what your house looks like. What do you do after work? Well, I watch the news all the time, and then I watch Lifetime, and I watch real crime shows, and then I eat ho-hos on the, you know, couch, and I drink soda, and then I go to bed, and then I wonder why I have no energy and I don't feel good, and I wonder why I'm 10 pounds overweight. Cool. This is not a mystery, Beatrice. It's not a mystery. So we tell Beatrice, all right, collectively, Beatrice, you might want to look at what attitudes and behaviors are holding you back. You might want to look at the fact that your complaints at work and the fact that you're kind of a dirt cloud of energy, you know, might not get you many opportunities at your job. And the trash that's in your car in the back seat and the crap that's underneath your cabinets and, you know, all the extra clutter. It's hard for new good to come in and move to you when the old good is clogging everything up. All right. So let's maybe create a vacuum there. And then, you know, maybe you want to grab a couple books on management or find yourself a master class or maybe even, I don't know, quilt or knit or do something creative instead of watching true crime. It's like that. In order for Beatrice to go from where she is to where she wants to be in her life, Beatrice has to start to focus down. She has to be willing to release her complaints and criticisms of everything and everyone around her. She needs to start to see herself as the only thing that's in her way. She would have to start to change her attitudes and behaviors towards others, start learning to say no to things she doesn't want to do, start to be willing to give up behaviors that are no longer serving her. If she really wants to lose that 10 pounds, perhaps she takes a walk at night or gets herself a treadmill or a gym membership instead of eating Hostess cupcakes and drinking Coca-Cola. Just saying, just a thought. You see what I'm saying here, right? You guys are getting this? Beatrice is not going to go to a badass, highly paid manager who's 10 pounds thinner and has a supremely clean house overnight. Beatrice is going to have to be willing to do the work. Most people, newsflash folks, most people aren't willing to do the work. Most people don't want to narrow their focus. They don't want to give up what they're used to. They don't want to come up outside of their comfort zone. They're very interested in talking about what they don't have and whining about how they can't get there. And then when you sit down and tell them a path, well, that's like a lot of work. I don't want to. That's too much. It's too much. I have news, folks. It's work. Hi, Tony, Erica. Good morning. Stephanie, you're welcome. Stephanie was one of our responders to the five people to email me. We do it at the end of every coffee chat to get a free t-shirt and some free swag. We'll do that here at the end. So life is what you make it. If you don't want to do the work, you're not going to get any other place than you already are. And honest to God, if you really don't want to work, you shouldn't even waste your morning watching me, because it's a waste of your time. Because watching me is cool because it's going to give you some ideas and some thoughts, and we're going to give you a path and some tools. But I can't do the work for you. You've got to do that. You've got to be willing to do it. I do it every day. I spend like an hour and a half doing my prayers and affirmations. And then literally since July of last year, I've boxed myself in to a bunch of different certificates and certifications that I want as we build out the training division of Delta Hire. So I have successfully completed 4 certificates from Harvard Business School. I'm in the middle of a Yale one. I became a professional certified coach. I just yesterday became a certified DISC practitioner. Wiley disc of that protocol. I literally had Yale and disc going on for the last 2 weeks at the same time. And every day I was like to my husband, why did I do this to myself? Because I still have to work. And there's all kinds of crazy stuff every day that comes at me from work. And I literally like, literally going from morning until night the last 2 weeks. Homework, live, you know, school things, all of it. So I am not saying to you to do something that I'm not doing myself. I lead a team of about 12 people so far with Delta Hire. I tell them all the time what I'm up to, what I'm doing. I lead by example. I'm doing the same with you folks. I do this show for free, not for any other reason than I want to help you. So after I've worked all week and done school and done all this stuff, I still get up on Saturday morning and I do the show to give back. That's my give back. So I'm telling you all this because I don't suggest that you do anything that I am not already doing for, you know, working on myself, right? I said to myself, I want to build a training wing of Delta Hire. I think I should polish skills. And I set a path and I'm on that path now. I have like 4 more things to complete and they'll be all be done by September of this year. And I'll share them with you, you know, as I complete them and we'll update my bio and then you'll get to see all of it. It's work. It's work. And then, you know, this week I didn't work out because I told myself I didn't have time and that's nobody's fault but my own. And I have to live with, you know, that and I have to get back on track with that. So I still, even as adept as I am at all of the things that I teach, I still have the places where, you know, I have to shore myself up. And every day I have to do that. And some days I fail miserably at it. And the next day I just begin again. So you have to be willing to do the work. It's work. It's work. Look, you're either going to suffer the pain of discipline or you're going to suffer the pain of regret. That's it. It's one or the other. Either you're going to put forth the effort to have the life that you really, really want, or you're going to settle for the life that you have. And you're going to wake up 10 years from now and you're going to say, oh my God, nothing's different. What happened? What happened to my life? I can't believe I have to take all this medicine and I can hardly walk up the stairs. I don't understand. I don't understand. I mean, I just ate cupcakes every night after work and I just drank soda and I never exercised and I never drank any water. I don't know why this happened to me. Why did this happen to me? Life is so unfair. Really? Is it though? Is it? Or is it all how we react to respond rather than react to things? Or is it how much effort and work we're willing to put in? Okay? Your attitudes, actions, and reactions have everything to do with the future that you draw to yourself. What are you willing to change to have what you want? What are you willing to change? Change is painful. Sickness is painful. Poverty is painful. Choose your hard, people. Choose your hard. It's either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. It's really just that simple. Truly, it is. Notebook, grab it, get a pen. Ready? What do you want? What are you willing to do to get it? Do an assessment of your attitudes, actions, and reactions right now to your general life. Attitudes, actions, reactions. Start to notice. What are my attitudes? What is my prevailing attitude when I put my foot on the floor in the morning? What am I thinking? Am I thinking, oh, Jesus, not another one? Or am I like, woo! What's the attitude? What do you got? What do you got? I promise you, if you come to me and you say, Noelle, my life is not the way I want it to be, and then I start looking at everything that's happening, it'll be really easy for us to do a diagnostic on how come it's like that. Look around. Look around. Look under the cabinets. Look in the drawers. Look in the back seat of your car. Look in your closet. What can you give away? How can you create a vacuum this week? What could you do that would change the energy? Who could you prosper with something that you don't need anymore? My husband and I both have a drawer of t-shirts that is so full, we can't even shut the individual drawers. And I said to him, literally, I promise you, we probably wear 7 of the t-shirts each, you know, respectively. So we decided we're going to clean those drawers out and donate, you know, the stuff that we're not using. So your focus has to narrow so that you can raise your level. It's as simple as that. Your attitudes, actions, and reactions draw your future to you. Tracy says she'll make us a quilt out of the t-shirts that we're not wearing. All right, Trace, fair enough. They'll go to good use. What is your ideal outcome for your life? What do you want? These are questions to live in, right? This is not something that we're going to answer right here, right now. Okay? What do you want? What are you willing to do to get it? Amy J. Mack says she's been trying to do that for months, and she loves the message that we're sending out this morning. Awesome, Amy. Glad you're watching. Your focus has to narrow in order for you to raise your level. It's that simple. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to start right now, today, to do something different, to give yourself a different energy, to give yourself some oomph to go forward and get on the plan of action for the life that you want to create rather than the one that you're settling for? The whole purpose of the Working Warrior Mom brand is to show you that you have the tool to give you the tools and ideas so that you can create the life that you want rather than the one that you're settling for. It's really quite simple. There's so many things in there that I can give you the tips and tricks and tools and all of that. The bottom line at the end of the day is, no matter what the hell I say to you on a Saturday morning, no matter how many coffee chats you watch or listen to, no matter how many books you read, you still have to be willing to do the work. You got to be willing to do the work. All right. You can find everything that you want to know about us at thecoffeechatshow.com. You are welcome to email me, the first 5 people to email me and tell me something that you're going to change this week. Amy J. Mack, you email me and you send me your mailing address and I'm going to send you a t-shirt. She says she's been stuck and she doesn't know what to do to change things. Also, all of you, go to thecoffeechatshow.com. Download the workbook. There are free downloads. I don't even ask for your email address because, quite frankly, I don't care. You know, I don't market anything, right? So, I mean, you can join our newsletter and then you get my new blog. Amy's asking how to email me. If you go to thecoffeechatshow.com and click contact us, you will find my email address there. Okay, go to thecoffeechatshow.com and go under contact us and you'll see my email address. Also, go to free stuff and download whatever you want there. Amy, if any of you are stuck somewhere in your life and you want to change, we did a workbook at the beginning of the year and it's free. It's a free downloadable on the site. I don't even ask for your email address, like I said. You are welcome to join our newsletter because you get my new blogs like twice a month first before anyone else sees them, which, I mean, whatever. So download the free stuff. There's all kinds of tools there, you guys. Thecoffeechatshow.com and hit free stuff, okay? It's really simple. You don't have to do anything. You can just download whatever you want, all right? Tracy's dropping the link in there. Okay, so go do that. The first 5 people to email me something that they're going to change. Dawn Cherry missed my name. My name is Noelle, Dawn, and this, the Working Warrior Mom, is me. It is my public persona. And we've been around on here for since 2014, and I've been doing a live show for 7 years now. You can either type in the workingwarriormom.com or the coffeechatshow.com. Either one of them goes to the same place right now. You can find my bio there. You can see my media room there. You can find how to contact me there. Anyway, Monique is from someplace else, another country, but she's invested in us and following. Well, we're glad to have you. Again, all of this content that I put out here is free. We don't charge for this. I don't try to get you to sign up for anything. Every once in a while, I'll write a book and we'll put it on Amazon. There is actually a third book of mine coming out. We're going to be launching it for my birthday. Our social media manager is trying to get me to have a virtual birthday party with you guys so that we can announce the book. I don't usually call attention to myself in that way, but we're thinking about it. We're thinking about doing a special edition of the Coffee Chat Show for my birthday. So stay tuned on that one. The first 5 people to email me something that you're going to change this week to just change things up for yourself and give yourself a new energy, please include your name and your mailing address. I will send you a free t-shirt and some other swag that we have. I'm in the middle of making some new t-shirts and some new hats and some new keychains. I give all that stuff away as well. Call this my little ministry, if you will. I'm not a minister, but this is my give back. My gift to you, I was a working single mom for 18 years. I didn't take child support. I've been bankrupt. I've been broke. I've been lots of things in my lifetime. I'll be 54 this year. This show is my gift to you. Whatever I can do to help you have the life that you want rather than the one that you're settling for, I'm all about it. Yes, and Tracy's preparing a workbook that's going to go along with the new book. So the new book will be for sale on Amazon because 75% of the profit from that is going to my foundation, A Generous Heart, which funds young literacy programs for little people. Tracy's creating a workbook, which will be totally free, and it will be a free downloadable on the site. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll be launching all of that as we approach my birthday in August, and soon you'll start seeing some social media posts on our, you know, on our stuff that points to that and introduces me back to the audience, because some of you don't realize that the Working Warrior Mom is actually a person, which is me. So anyway, Michelle's asking you to post the website again, Trace. It's thecoffeechatshow.com. It's really simple, thecoffeechatshow.com, just like it sounds. All right, you guys, have a great week. Write in your notebooks, live in those questions. We will talk about this a little bit more next week. We'll talk about some other stuff as well. We are signing off to the podcast.